Has there ever been a time where you felt you didn't have enough money or enough love, that your boss didn't care, or that your friends weren't giving you enough attention? Does a lack of creativity feel like a constant challenge? Are you giving everything you have, but feeling like nothing that you do is good enough? This new edition of Supercoach will help you with all these things and much, much more. As you go through the 10 sessions, I invite you to stop once in a while. Reflect. This book is not just an enjoyable read that you can finish in an afternoon and then add to your bookshelf like a trophy. It's a personal coach that you can call on in times of challenge and in times of wonder. It's a portable coach that will stand beside you through good times and bad, offering you exactly what you need at the exact moment you need it. If you're searching for a competitive advantage in your career, read this book. If you're looking for a better life, read this book. If you're wanting to be a super coach for yourself, for others, and for our planet, read this book. Preface, 10 years later. In the early years of a coaching career that has now spanned 3 decades, I often saw myself as a preacher in search of a gospel. I knew I was gifted with the ability to say things in a way that people could hear. I just wasn't always sure I had anything particularly worth saying. That all changed in the 18 months or so leading up to writing the original version of Supercoach. I'd come across a book by Dr. George Pransky called The Relationship Handbook, and I was sufficiently intrigued by what I'd read to go and visit him in the Pacific Northwest and spend some time working with one of his colleagues, Dr. Keith Blevins. To my surprise, I had what I can only describe as a spiritual epiphany when I was there, and it changed me at a fundamental level. Before that moment, I had been a high-functioning depressive. After that moment, I was genuinely happy in a way I hadn't been since I was a young child. At first, I thought I'd finally found my gospel, but after a time, I came to see that what I had actually found was even better than that. I'd found that space inside myself and all human beings that could be seen as the source of all gospels. Because I wasn't remotely religious and was in fact uncomfortable with all things spiritual, I set about writing about what I'd experienced in a way that I thought would still maintain my street cred as a hyper-rational man of the world. My first attempt at putting words to the indescribable feelings was in the form of a novella. To my surprise, both my wife and my publisher asked me not to bring it out, as they felt it was too much of a leap from my previous work. It remains unpublished. Downhearted, but not defeated, I got on a plane with a couple of friends from the entertainment industry and got rip-snortingly drunk. On one of my many subsequent trips to the restroom, a new book started writing itself in my head. It would be built around 10 insights, or secrets, and would share what I was seeing about the human potential in the form of a coaching conversation with an imaginary client. I raced back to my seat and began taking notes. Around 2 a.m. the next morning, wide awake with jet lag and creative adrenaline, I opened up my computer, typed up my notes, and sent them off to my agent. When I next opened my computer, around 8 a.m., I was surprised to see an email from him saying that he had sent the notes off to Hay House, and they had offered to publish the book when it was written. The book was a hit, and it led to my starting an international coach training school called Supercoach Academy, which has now trained people from over 40 countries in the art and science of transformative coaching. And as my understanding of the principles I had first shared in Supercoach evolved, I wrote a trilogy of books elucidating them further: The Inside Out Revolution, The Space Within, and Creating the Impossible. So why do a revised and updated edition of Supercoach? One of my early mentors, the co-founder of neurolinguistic programming and prolific author Dr. Richard Bandler, used to say, "There are people all over the world stuck at various stages of my personal development." He was referring to the fact that while he was continually learning and evolving, both in himself and his work, wherever he went, there were people holding up his earlier writings as the truth and wondering why he had changed his mind. In my own life, I noticed myself cringing a little whenever people came up to me and thanked me for writing Supercoach. While I had thought it to be a definitive work at the time that I wrote it, in subsequent visits to the text, I began to see that the book was an inadvertent hybrid of the kind of empowering self-help books I had written early in my career and the new nascent understanding I was attempting to articulate. I began rewriting sections of the book, not for publication, but as a resource for my clients and students. After sharing a few of these sections more widely and receiving extremely positive feedback, I mentioned to my agent that I was thinking of rewriting the whole manuscript.